Hey, everybody, and welcome back. Today, we're going to be diving deep into finding a psychologist in Sarasota.
Okay.
Specifically, how to actually choose the right person for you.
Yeah.
So, it can be really overwhelming trying to even know, where to start with this, especially when you're, already kind of feeling the stress of, needing to find somebody and that whole process.
Yeah, sure.
But thankfully you've provided us with a ton of research to look at.
Yes, you have.
And we're going to kind of use that to help unpack all the different things to think about when you're making this decision.
Sounds good.
So, one of the first things I noticed when I was looking at all the stuff you sent over is that there seems to be this real surge in the need for mental health services in Sarasota.
Yeah, definitely.
And the Sarasota Magazine even kind of referred to it as a mental health crisis.
Yeah, they did. And they were specifically talking about younger people, too, which is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is interesting, right?
Yeah, that's pretty intense.
It is. But I mean, on the one hand, that's kind of a scary thing to think about.
Right.
But on the other hand, it means that there's a lot more awareness of it. And there's probably also a lot more resources and specialists who are available to help.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it's kind of like a double-edged sword in a way.
Exactly.
But before we even dive into specific psychologists and, who to choose.
Okay.
I think it's important to kind of step back and think about what you're looking for.
Right.
What are your needs?
Exactly. What are you hoping to address by going to therapy?
Yeah. I guess it's figuring out, what's the problem I'm trying to solve.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go to a mechanic for a broken arm, right?
Haha. Exactly. That's a great analogy.
So I guess it's kind of the same with mental health.
Yeah, and mental health, different professionals specialize in different areas, right?
No.
So, you have somebody who specializes in family issues, and then you have somebody who specializes in anxiety and somebody who specializes in trauma and,
Oh, so it's different specialties within the field.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like with medical doctors.
Okay.
And just like with medical doctors, the psychologist's qualifications and experience really, really matter.
Okay. Yeah, I sometimes get a little intimidated by all those credentials.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I don't always understand all the letters after their names. But
right. But
what you're saying is it's not just for show.
Exactly.
It means they have specific training for whatever you need.
Right. You want somebody who's equipped to handle your specific challenges. So, like a psychologist who specializes in, childhood behavioral issues may not be the best fit for someone who's battling severe anxiety or depression.
Right, even though they're both licensed.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so then how do we even start to decipher all of that?
Well, so there is this organization called the American Psychological Association, the APA, and they have a ton of resources on their website.
Okay.
That explain, what all the different training means and all the different letters after people's names. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's a really great resource.
Perfect. We'll make sure to link that in the show notes for everyone to check out later.
Yeah, for sure.
So one thing I noticed when I was looking at the research that you sent over is that you were specifically looking into Davenport psychology.
Yeah.
And one of the things that they seem to really emphasize is that all of their psychologists hold a Doctor of Psychology degree or a PsyID?
Yes, that's right. And that PsyID, it basically means that they have completed, at least 4 to 6 years of school after their undergrad.
Oh, wow.
So, they did their 4 years of college and then they did another 4 to 6 years just focused on psychology.
Okay, so that's a serious commitment to the field.
It really is. Yeah. It's kind of like, how medical doctors do a residency?
Right.
This is kind of like their residency.
Oh, okay.
But for the mind.
Yeah. And Davenport really highlights this training as being, a key factor in ensuring quality care that's tailored to individual needs. So,
yeah.
But what does that training even look like?
Oh, it's a really, really comprehensive program.
Okay.
So, they go really deep into understanding individual differences. They learn about, the biological basis of behavior, the cognitive basis of behavior, the social basis of behavior.
Oh, wow.
They learn about ethics. They learn about how to do research and statistics and all this.
So it's really like a deep dive into
it is.
All the different aspects.
Yeah, it's not just generic counseling.
Right,
it's like
right.
They're really learning how to understand people,
wow.
How to help them.
And you mentioned the APA earlier. I know they actually set the standards for all of these doctoral programs, right?
They do, yeah. So they make sure that all these programs are actually meeting rigorous academic and ethical standards.
Okay, so seeing that PsyID actually does mean something.
It does, yeah. It's like a seal of approval.
Okay.
That this person has met a really high bar.
Okay, sure. That's good to know. It's good to have that reassurance.
Yeah. Definitely.
So we've talked about understanding your needs.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about the qualifications of the psychologist.
Right.
But I also want to touch on, like, you know, all the different options that are out there. Because, you know, we mentioned how Sarasota is experiencing this growing need for mental health services.
Right.
And the articles you shared also talked about, you know, peer support groups and things like that.
Yeah, they did.
So
peer support can be incredibly helpful.
Right.
Especially for people who are, you know, maybe dealing with some milder issues.
Yeah.
Just being able to share your experiences with other people and, you know, connect with other people who are going through similar things can be so validating.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
but I think those articles also stressed the importance of, like, professional guidance, especially for those more complex, you know, mental health challenges. Yeah, definitely.
Like, it's about recognizing when you need a specialist, just like with any other health concern.
Exactly. Sometimes you can, you know, treat a cold with a home remedy.
Right.
But sometimes you need to go to the doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's the same thing with mental health.
Okay.
And actually, one of the articles you shared, I think it was from the Herald Tribune, they were talking about how the COVID pandemic actually led to a huge increase in the number of people who were seeking mental health support.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, especially in today's world, it's so important to make sure you're finding somebody who's equipped to give you the right level of care that you need.
Yeah. So it makes finding that right fit even more important.
Exactly. And that fit goes beyond just their credentials too, right?
Right.
It's about, you know, feeling comfortable with them and their approach and their personality.
Yeah. I mean, you could have two equally qualified doctors, but you might just connect better with one over the other.
Absolutely.
And that personal connection really matters. It's crucial in therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to feel safe.
Okay.
And you want to feel like you can be vulnerable and really trust the guidance that you're getting.
That makes sense.
So we'll talk more about, you know, finding that fit in just a moment.
Okay.
But first, I think we need to take a quick break.
Sounds good. Okay. So we were just talking about finding the right fit, you know, when it comes to choosing a psychologist.
Right.
It's kind of like dating, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, kind of.
Like, you need that spark, that connection.
You wouldn't just marry the first person you met, right?
Right.
You want to get to know them, understand their values, see if you're compatible.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with therapy.
Okay, so how do we apply that dating mindset to finding a psychologist?
Well,
do we start swiping right on profiles?
I wish it were that easy. But, you know, a lot of psychologists offer these free initial consultations.
Okay.
Either over the phone or in person.
Oh.
And that's a great opportunity for you to kind of get a feel for their personality. You know, ask some questions, see if you click.
Oh, that's a great tip.
Yeah.
It's like a test drive before you commit to the whole journey.
Exactly.
So what kind of questions should you ask during those consultations?
Well, you know, I think one of the most important things is to ask about their specialization.
Okay.
You know, do they have experience working with people who have, you know, similar concerns to you?
Right.
And then, you know, you also want to ask about their therapeutic approach.
Okay.
Because, you know, some psychologists might lean more towards like a structured, you know, cognitive behavioral approach, whereas others might focus more on, you know, exploring your past experiences and how they're shaping your present.
So you're saying there are different like styles of therapy?
There are. Yeah, there are.
Okay. I hadn't really thought about that.
Yeah. And, you know, some people really find a more directive approach to be helpful.
Okay.
Where the therapist is kind of, you know, giving them clear guidance and strategies.
Mm-hmm. Other people prefer a more collaborative style where, you know, they're working together with the therapist to explore things.
Oh, okay. So it's about understanding what kind of support you need.
Right, exactly.
And how you best learn and grow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, it's also important to just kind of pay attention to how you feel during that consultation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, do they listen attentively?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel judged or uncomfortable?
Right. Like your gut feeling matters.
Yeah. Your gut feeling is really important.
Okay.
If something feels off, it's okay to keep looking.
Okay.
You know, it's your mental health journey and you deserve to feel safe and respected.
Yeah, that's right. But let's be real for a second. Therapy can be expensive.
Yeah.
So any advice on like navigating the financial aspect of this?
Yeah, that's a really valid concern. And unfortunately, there's no easy answer.
Right.
Because, you know, costs really vary a lot depending on the psychologist's qualifications or location, whether they take your insurance, you know, Right. All those things.
So it's an important conversation to have early on.
Mm-hmm.
It is, yeah.
Like, don't be afraid to ask about fees up front.
Yeah, exactly. Don't be afraid to ask about that.
Okay.
You know, a lot of psychologists are very transparent about their rates, mm-hmm. and they might even offer things like sliding scales.
Okay.
Based on income.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they might be in network with your insurance.
Right. It's like any other healthcare expense.
Yeah.
You wouldn't avoid seeing a doctor.
Right.
For a physical health condition mm-hmm. just because of the cost.
Yeah.
And mental health deserves the same attention.
Right. It's an investment.
Okay.
In your well-being.
Yeah. That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah. Addressing your mental health can improve, you know, your relationships, your work,
yeah.
your overall quality of life.
Okay.
It's an investment that really has ripple effects across every area of your life.
So it's about weighing that short-term cost against the long-term benefits.
Exactly.
And it never hurts to check with your insurance provider.
Right.
See what they cover.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's always a good starting point. You know, I think it's also important to remember that, you know, the world of mental health is constantly evolving.
Right.
Like new research is always emerging. Right. Our understanding of the brain is always deepening.
So finding a psychologist isn't like a one and done kind of deal.
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
You know, your needs might change. Mm-hmm. Your circumstances might shift.
Mm-hmm.
You might realize that a different approach would be more beneficial for you at a certain point.
So it's okay to like break up with your therapist if things aren't working out.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You are in control of your mental health care.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes a different guide might be better suited to help you
right.
navigate the path ahead.
I like that analogy.
Yeah.
It's about finding the right support for this specific stage of your journey.
Yeah. And ultimately, you're the driver.
Right.
You have the right to seek out the support that feels best for you.
This has been so helpful.
Yeah.
It feels like we've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
You know, we talked about understanding your needs, the psychologist's qualifications,
right.
finding that fit,
yeah.
even the finances.
Yep.
It's like we've kind of demystified the whole process a bit.
I think we have, yeah.
But before we wrap things up,
okay.
I want to go back to those Sarasota Magazine articles for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Because they also talked about, like, you know, this increase in mental health needs in the area.
Yeah.
And they also mention some alternative resources besides traditional therapy.
Yes, they did.
So what else is out there?
Well, you know, there are these things called community mental health centers.
Okay.
And they often offer services on a sliding scale fee.
Okay.
So that can be really helpful for people who, you know, maybe can't afford traditional therapy.
Right.
And then you also have, you know, support groups for specific issues.
Okay.
And those can be great because, you know, it's just so empowering to connect with other people who are going through the same thing.
Yeah, I can imagine that would be really helpful to yeah. know that you're not alone.
Right, exactly. And then, you know, you also have things like online therapy platforms these days.
Right.
Which offer, you know, more flexible and affordable options sometimes.
Okay. So it's really about exploring all the different possibilities.
Right.
Finding what works best for you.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a one-size-fits-all situation.
Right.
There are so many different pathways to support.
That's a great point.
Yeah. And speaking of pathways,
mm-hmm.
I think it's time we talk about what happens after you find a psychologist.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's one thing to connect with somebody.
Right.
But how do you actually make the most of that therapeutic relationship?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Let's dive into that next. All right. So we've been talking about all the things to consider when you're actually choosing a psychologist in Sarasota.
Right.
You know, from figuring out your needs to like navigating the costs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But finding that person is only the first step.
It is.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
It's like, you know, you've trained for a marathon, you've got all the right gear, you've found your running buddies.
Yeah. Right.
But the real work starts when you mm-hmm. cross that starting line.
Okay. So then what does that real work look like in therapy? Like,
well, I think first and foremost, you really got to be honest.
Okay.
And open with your psychologist.
Okay.
Like you have to share your thoughts and your feelings authentically.
Okay.
Even if they're, you know, uncomfortable or hard to talk about.
Right. It's about building that trust.
Yeah.
Creating that safe space to be yourself.
Exactly.
And I imagine that takes a lot of courage.
It does. It's a vulnerable process.
Yeah.
But that vulnerability is where the growth and the healing can happen.
Okay.
And remember, your psychologist is there to support you.
Right.
Not to judge you.
Okay. That's good to hear because I think a lot of people hesitate to like really open up
mm-hmm.
because they're afraid of being judged.
Yeah. That's totally understandable. But, you know, a good therapist is going to create a space
okay.
where you feel heard and validated, mm-hmm. even when you're sharing, you know, difficult or messy emotions.
So it's about finding that balance of being honest, but also knowing that you're safe.
Exactly.
Okay.
And here's another tip. You know, be an active participant
okay.
in your therapy.
Okay.
Don't just, you know, passively listen.
Mm-hmm.
Ask questions.
Okay.
You know, challenge your own thoughts.
Okay.
And work collaboratively with your psychologist.
So it's like a partnership.
It is.
It's not just the therapist, like, fixing you.
Exactly. You're both on the same team.
Okay.
Working towards your well-being.
Okay. So be open. Be active. What else?
Yeah.
Any other, like, pro tips?
Pro tips, yeah.
For maximizing the therapy experience?
Be patient.
Okay.
With the process.
Yeah.
You know, change takes time.
Right.
And there's going to be ups and downs along the way.
Yeah.
You might have some sessions that feel incredibly insightful.
Okay.
And then you might have other sessions that, you know, feel frustrating or confusing.
Right.
But it's all part of the journey.
It's like anything worthwhile in life.
Exactly.
It takes effort and dedication. It's not a magic bullet.
And just like with any skill.
Yeah.
You know, consistency is key.
Okay.
The more you show up, the more you engage, the more likely you are to actually see those positive changes.
So it's not just about finding that right psychologist. Mm-hmm. It's about really committing to the process.
Exactly.
And putting in the work.
Yeah. It's a journey of self-discovery and growth.
Right.
And it's worth every step.
Well, we have covered so much ground today.
We have.
You know, from understanding your needs to, like, making the most of that therapy experience.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about qualifications and different approaches and the financial aspects.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, let's not forget, all of this was sparked by your research on finding a psychologist in Sarasota.
Yeah. And I think those articles you shared, especially from Sarasota Magazine, really highlighted,
mm-hmm.
you know, that growing need.
Right.
For mental health services.
And it's both concerning and encouraging at the same time.
It is, yeah.
Concerning because, you know, it highlights the challenges people are facing.
Uh-huh.
But encouraging because it shows that there's so much more awareness and support out there
Absolutely.
Than ever before.
Yeah. And remember, you're not alone on this journey.
Okay.
There are resources, there's support, and there's hope.
This has been a really insightful deep dive.
It has.
I hope it's been valuable and empowering for you as you navigate this decision.
Yeah, I hope so too.
So as we wrap up, I want to leave you with this question.
Okay.
Now that you have, you know, like a better understanding of what to look for, what feels most important to you
yeah.
in a psychologist, like what qualities or characteristics really resonate with you as you begin your search?
That's a great question to reflect on.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, you know, the journey doesn't end here.
Okay.
Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep prioritizing
right.
mental well-being.
That's it for today's deep dive.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us. And until next time, keep diving deep into the things that matter most.